Investigations are underway in Philadelphia into why the health department hired a group with a questionable track record to administer COVID-19 vaccinations. The city cut ties with the group, Philly Fighting COVID, after it learned the organizers had no healthcare experience and had become a for-profit without informing the city. Reporters at WHYY began investigating the group last month and discovered the founder even took unused vaccines home and gave one to his girlfriend. WHYY's Max Marin is here. Max, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Great to be here.
Good to have you. And we'll get to the fallout in just a minute, but let's start from the beginning. Philly Fighting COVID was this group founded by a 22-year-old grad student. Back in March, the company started making face shields in the pandemic, and then they opened up a testing site. Before long, they were making plans to get thousands and thousands of people in Philadelphia vaccinated. Tell us more about the group. What did you find?
Well, the group was started as this well-intentioned outfit of young students at Drexel University in Philadelphia. When the pandemic first started back in March, they were manufacturing face shields and other PPE using 3D printers out of a warehouse. And that operation quickly grew as the PPE crisis abated a little bit into the next need in the pandemic, which was testing. What began as this sort of modest operation has now escalated into one of the, you know, gunning for some of the city's vaccine supply and beginning to look at the distribution of vaccines.
And what was the goal in terms of vaccines?
Well, the group started making plans last fall to ramp up a mass vaccination clinic for the city of Philadelphia and inoculate, you know, over a million residents. And the question became, well, what experience did they bring to the table, having just formed this PPE to testing service 9 months ago?
Right. And it sounds like the city was essentially on board, at least in the early days. They gave the group thousands of vaccine doses to administer, and that allowed them to do some work, it looks like, at the city's convention center. Why did they trust the group? You've laid out sort of their brief history. Why did the city trust them to do this, and why couldn't the city do it itself?
Well, there are two main things happened here, which was that the city didn't have another plan. None of the major health networks in the city had been tapped or brought on board to start putting together a network that would look at this. But this group had the foresight and the sort of ambition to present the city with a detailed proposal and said, this is how we'll do the vaccinations. The city ran all of that by the sort of CDC guidelines for vaccine distributions and said, well, you meet all the terms, so let's do it.
And then, however, things start to go wrong. What were the early warning signs? When did it become clear that this group was really not equipped to handle this?
Right from day one, it was presented as a city partnership. The mayor was there. Members of city council were there. They said, here's this group. They are going to be running this mass vaccination program, beginning with vaccinating healthcare workers and taking it from there. And here is this registry where people can start to sign up and, as we say, get in line to get your vaccine. And the city essentially says within a couple of days, actually, that's not our registry. And so now people start to sound the alarm and say, well, we just gave over our preliminary medical data to this group. I mean, how can we trust them? And from there, more questions just began to unfold.
Wow. So establishing trust with a vaccination effort is one of the hardest things we've discovered in this COVID-19 crisis. And so people must just be outraged and very concerned. I know you heard from community leaders like Sean James, who's a pastor of Salt and Light Church in Southwest Philadelphia. I want to play this tape. Here he is talking about how Philly Fighting COVID abandoned its testing operations without notice and then pivoted to the vaccine distribution. Let's listen.
There was a lot of verbiage that this was more than just a business model for them, which after their, like, completely abandoning testing and then moving to vaccinations, does kind of seem that way.
So what are you hearing from people who had trusted this group? I mean, what are you hearing?
It's a twofold source of concern. I mean, one, this is a complicated saga and something that unfolded very quickly for a city that is already being hit hard by the pandemic like so many other places. And the twofold concern for communities, especially in the city's Black and Latino communities, is that testing options are just not as widely available, and they're not being vaccinated at the same proportion as the white communities in the city. City leaders and elected officials are just saying this has just raised the distrust in the process. How are we going to close this racial disparity in the vaccinations now that people don't even have any faith in the city to, you know, even find an adequate provider for the vaccine?
WHYY reporter Max Marin, thank you very much for this. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.